Following multiple fatal shootings in Hartford last week, Mothers United Against Violence is holding a series of vigils to honor the victims. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, the vigils have been organized to give the community an opportunity to grieve and be encouraged.
That's why we are out here now. That's why many of you are here right now, because you loved Anthony Wright.
Anthony Wright was shot and killed on Friday. The 28-year-old father grew up in Hartford. The alleged shooter, Antoine Keaton, was arrested by police on Saturday night. Wright was fatally shot just a few blocks away from where he and his friend Louis Soto used to live.
I grew up with him. I've known him for 21 years. It was basically like my brother. He lived right downstairs from me. He used to come upstairs all the time, sleep over. It was my brother.
Soto drove from Boston after hearing that his friend had been shot and killed. He stood where the shooting happened that night and again at last night's vigil. It's one of three that Mothers United Against Violence is hosting this week. Organizer Deborah Davis says it's important to honor the victims.
Each family, each mother deserves to have and to give her child the kind of respect and the honor that they rightfully deserve. And that's what we're doing. We're honoring that child's life and the legacy that they will leave behind, not for just their children, but for their mom and their entire family.
Wright's mother and family were at the vigil, as well as a host of friends and community members. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.